Why are you running for the WMC board?
Because I feel that I really do have something to offer the board. I've spent many years in business here, and I think some of the skills I have might be helpful that I have garnered over my business career. And I'd like our hospital to be the best that it can possibly be for both those who find themselves admitted for the short term as well as the long-term residents. I'd like to be part of the solution going forward.
Please describe how your skills and background would enhance the board. What makes you qualified?
Well, I do have over 20 years of business experience here, from day-to-day operations, budgeting, and taxes. I've had to make a payroll. I've dealt with the public, as well as having to deal with many federal and state agencies. I do know how to pay attention to detail, how to keep things that are private, and how to be transparent when that is required. I was on the Tourism Advisory Board for years when it first started, so I do have prior board experience as well.
What are some of the top challenges facing the board, and how do you propose to approach them?
Well, personally, I'd like to have input from the community and from the employees as to what they feel is their top priority, and then address those issues first. I know I'd like to see more of the medical staff actually live here, as I think that's better if they are members of the community they serve. This is a great town with lots of community spirit. While we've had our ups and downs, somehow the town always comes together when it should. The board also has to be upfront with the residents of the town in all of its business dealings so everyone understands exactly what is happening.
And you are running for the seat that expires in 2 months. Will you submit your name for the general election as well?
Absolutely, I will.